So let's review. Our daf begins with the Gemara explaining the Seifa of the Mishnah on the previous daf. To better understand, let's briefly review the entire Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hari Netiyos Ha'elu Karbinim Einem Niktzatzos, Talozu Karbinim Einem Nisrafes. If a person said that if his saplings are not felled, or if his talus is not burned, their value should be designated for the purposes of a karbin. Yesh Lehen Pinyan, which is another way of saying Kedushas, they're hektish, even though he only made the hektish, because he was sure that they would be destroyed. The Mishnah continues, Hari Netiyos Se'elu Karbin Achi Yiktzitzu, Talazu Karbin Achi Tisarev, Ein Lehen Pinyan. If a person says that the value of his saplings shall be designated as a karbin until they are felled, or that the value of his talus shall be designated as a karbin until it is burned, Ein Lehen Pinyan. Barpad explains this to mean, Pidon Chayzus V'Koyches. Pidon Chayzus V'Koyches. If the saplings are redeemed before they are felled, they automatically become hektish again and again until they are cut down. As the Ran explains, Ein Lehem Pidyon means Kolz Man Shalei Niktatzu, Ein Lehem Pidyon L'Hitzion Mikdushasun L'Gamri. As long as they are not felled, they cannot become fully redeemed. After they are redeemed, they automatically become hektish again because he said Achi Yiktatzu, they should be hektish until they are felled. He cannot have meant that they cannot be redeemed, because pidyon is a halacha of the Torah, which he cannot revoke. Therefore, he must have meant that even if they are redeemed, they shall become hektish again. According to Barpada, Ein Lehem Pidyon means that before Niktatzu, the pidyon does not accomplish to make it chulim. The Gemara later in the next daf qualifies this halacha as follows. Amr b'yichnan, pidyon hu chayzus v'kedushos, pidyon acherim ein chayzus v'kedushos. If the person himself redeems them, they automatically become hektish again. But if another person redeems them, even if the original owner buys them back, they do not automatically become hektish again, as the Ran explains. In the case of Pidan who la'olam la'yotzu netiyos halalu mirshos hektish or mirshusai, the saplings never left rishos hektish or his rishos. Therefore, his original condition remains in effect in that chayzus v'kedushos. But in the case of Padom acherim, when the saplings were redeemed by others, they left the original owner's rishos, and at that time, the original owner is unable to make them hektish. Therefore, since at that stage they completely left the first owner's rishos, even if he then buys them back, his original condition is no longer in effect. Therefore, in chayzus v'kedushas. The Gemara presents a machlekes regarding the din after the saplings are felled. Barpada holds niktatzu, paidan pam achas v'daye. After the saplings are felled, he still must redeem them one time, but they then remain chulim. However, before pinyon, even though they were cut down, they remain hektish, as the Ran explains. She'af api shalei hekdishin ela achi yiktatzu, afel hachi ki niktatzu leipaka b'kedushasin b'chdi. Their state of hektish does not go off by itself, even though he only made them hektish until they are felled. Therefore, they require pinyon. However, Ula holds, Kimin she niktatzu shuv ein paidan. After the saplings are felled, they no longer need to be redeemed. The kedusha paka bechdi. Ula holds that their state of hektish does go off by itself, because he only made them hektish until they are felled. Therefore, they do not require pidyon. According to Ula, ein lehem pidyon means that after niktatzu, it does not require pidyon. Whereas according to Barpada, ein lehem pidyon means that before niktatzu, the pidyon does not accomplish to make it chulun. The Gemara continues, the machlekes of Barpada and Ula is in the case of our Mishnah, which is one of Kedushas Damim. The saplings themselves are not used for hektish, rather their value will be used for hektish. Barpada nevertheless holds Kedusha lepaka bechdi, and Ula holds Kedusha paka bechdi. What is their opinion in the case of Kedushas Haguf, where the Kedusha is in the object itself? The Gemara proceeds to present two types of Kedushas Haguf. Kedushin. If a man is mekadesh a woman and says Hayoim at ishti ulamachar I at ishti, today you shall be my wife, and tomorrow you shall not be my wife. Mi nafke b'le get? Of course, the woman will not become a penuya the next day without a get. In this case, Ula certainly agrees that kedusha lepaka bechti. The kedushin cannot cease without anything being done. The second type of case of kedusha saguf is a carbon, where the guf of the animal is hektish. In this case, there is a machlekes. Rava holds that in this case, too, Ula agrees that Kedusha lo'ipaka bechdi because it's Kedusha saguf. However, Abaye holds that here Ula holds Kedusha Baka Bechdi, even though it's Kedusha Sarguf, as the Ran explains the difference between these two types of Kedusha Sarguf. Regarding Kedushin, Kinyan Damen Be'isha Lo'yashkechan. In Kedushin, there is no such thing as Kedusha's Damen, which is temporary. Therefore, the Kedusha Sarguf is permanent, and Kedusha Lo'paka Bechdi. Regarding Hektish, Metzina Kedusha's Damen Be'hektish. In Hektish, there is Kedusha's Damen, which is temporary, and therefore we can say that the Kedusha Sarguf is also temporary, and Kedusha Paka Bechdi. The Gemara presents a braisa that Abaye and Rabbah will each interpret in accordance with their opinion. Tanya, la'achar shleishim yoyim oylo, umi'achshav shlamim. If a person said that about a specific animal that he has makdish it to be a carbon oyla after 30 days, but up until 30 days he has makdish it to be a carbon shlamim. If it's brought after 30 days, it is a carbon oyla. Abaye says that from here we see that after 30 days, the kedusha shlamim goes off by itself, because kedusha pakar bechdi, even in the case of kedusha saguf. However, Rava and Bar Pada say that the Braisa is saying im le'omam me'achshav shlamim la'achar shleishim yoyim oyla hava. If he had not made it a carbon shlamim for the first 30 days, it could have been brought as a carbon oyla after 30 days. However, since he did say u'me'achshav shlamim, therefore after 30 days it cannot be brought as a carbon oyla, because it is a carbon shlamim, and kedusha loy pakar bechdi. The Kedusha Shlamim does not go off by itself. The Gemara explains that the case of Imloi Omar Me'achshav Shlamim La'achar Shloishim Yom Oyla Hava is similar to Ho'emer Le'isha Iskachigli La'achar Lamed Yom Mikudeshes V'af HaPishin Es'achol HaMois. Even though the Kedusha does not take effect right away, it can be Chal 30 days later. And even Lamanda Omar Chayzeres, she can retract during those 30 days. In our case, Eino Chayzer, he cannot retract, because amirasu legvayi kemisurasu lahedyet. Regarding Hektish, words alone complete the transaction.